Wednesday night, or Lechavov Kislev, Kitzel Shulchan Aruch. And we're learning Hichos Chanukah, and that's Simon Kuf Lamed Tes. We said yesterday, someone said, what are you learning Hichos Chanukah now for? It's too late. And actually, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin to Bnei Yisrael that they should, I don't know if it's not going on Chanukah, I don't think it doesn't say Chanukah, but I'll compone the idea that Adarabba, one of the proper ways to celebrate the Yom Tov is to learn the halachas during the Yom Tov. So, you know, we learned Simen Sifches, right? Where to put the Nair. Siftes. Hanair is here b'shirachas b'shove lo echad gavoa b'echad namuch. Now, okay. It's funny, sometimes you go to these fancy Judaica stores and you see menorahs that really violate this halacha. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferred, not ma'akev, but it's preferred they should be in a straight line, not in a curve. And that you really see a lot of. But that's not so bad. That's not ma'akev. I think the Mishnah Berurah uses the word preferred. But again, you see so many menorahs that are... Do you have the Chelek MP3? The Hefzik Beiner Lener, there has to be, I think, a finger width of a Hefzik between the Neros. Neros means where the flames are, so that it shouldn't, like, go together and look like one big flame.
Not where the cups of oil are, but where the flames are.
It says
the next thing, Shalei Skarif Alav Shel Zelazel. Shalei Skarif Alav Shel Zelazel, Viyakamo Madura. Benerus or Shava, you also want the Neros to be separate enough that they won't stop melting from the heat of the other one, and it'll make a mess, and it'll be not covered of the mitzvah. So Yischamim Zemizeh Ovita Vashava Miskalkulu will actually get ruined. Mile Kora Shemen, he filled a bowl of oil, Vikifa Psilos. In kofa leho kli, kol psila oila b'shvil ner echot. I think it means kofa leho kli with a hole in it. And each psila went through a hole. That's the kli that you are kofa on it. I only spent like 3 decades not knowing what this meant. Then I finally figured out there's a hole in it. There's a little hole for each place. Anyway, that separates the flames and they don't come together because each one has its own hole. Lo kofol el kli. And by the way, l'chori, you have to be kofa the kli before you make the bracha. I think the Mishnah Berurah speaks that out. You kofa the kli and then you light it, because otherwise you have a problem, because hadlaka is a mitzvah and all systems have to be go. When you light it, you can't like fix something up after you light it. Some people don't like the idea of the menorah in the box. We have to close the door after you light because they feel it's a violation of that rule. And when you're lighting, it wouldn't stay for a half hour. It's only because you quickly close the door if it's a windy night, let's say. What? Some people have the door open a crack, and you can buy these real long. You can buy these real long matches in the store. I think they're called. They have a name.
Fireplace matches.
Yeah. They're very long. I don't know if they sell it here. In America, I used to buy them. Other places can say that the closing of the door is insignificant. You're not like creating a new matzav, and in the previous matzav, it was no good. And now, so that, okay, I would not say you don't have to be mach. It's a chumri yisera. The two things tonight I felt are a chumri yisera. But this, you know, adarabba, like the teretz is a little doichak. I think the teretz is only said because so many people have it, and like there has to be a teretz. Can't be that you can't have it. Everybody have it. People have it. No one was ever moich in them. Okay, light couple that clear.
Shouldn't try to be mach.
I didn't say that. I said that if you're machmir, I wouldn't. But tonight I said over two things that people told me, and I know where they're coming from. They were told it. I know where they're coming from, but I feel it's a chumrah yisera. You don't have to be chayshish for every chumrah just because it was said. Yeah, it seems, you know, that's chumrah yisera. This I wouldn't say that about. This is like, I don't know, even if I would call it a chumrah, I would say the oilam's noig lahakel, and they have on midlis smoke. But if you want to be machmir, adarabba, tovel bracha, because it really, the kash is better than the teretz, let's put it that way. So far, we're having a good Hanukkah. Not windy, nothing. You don't. So far, so good. This is really why they lit. The Rosh Hashanah says that's why they used to light outside. We don't light outside anymore. It's cold outside. It's freezing. It's windy. How can you light outside? What are you talking about? It was in like Poland. You know, probably had these windows were like. Ner sheyesh lo shtei pios al yoser lo yadliko bo shnayim afilu b'layla rishonim shem leka heker kamen neros madlikin. Right. This is talking. I don't know. This is talking about.
Why should be any different?
A lamp. I guess it means it's too close together. No, like in yeshiva, there used to be nohag that two guys would use the same menorah. Let's say the first night. So one guy would use the first, and one guy would use the eighth, and the second night they would also use it. Once you're hitting the third night already, it's not so nicker that there's a break in the middle, and it might look like you're lighting six naros. So that's the type of thing he's talking about, where they're so close together, it doesn't even.
Even if it's covered, so the Rav thinks it's covered.
I don't know
covered.
If covered is enough. It still might look like it's the second night, and just lit too. I think they would have to be like pretty far apart. Also, it would have to be nicker that it's two different hadlakas.
When you have the ka'ora. You can have
there he's talking about it. It's the seventh night. Here we're talking about two people using it.
Why couldn't? Well, in other words, you couldn't have 10 people being guilty on the first night in the first case.
No, because it looks like you're just lighting 10. There's a difference between the space you need that you not have a Madura and you have five Neros burning.
He said we can put them apart. You know?
But to you, but for different people to use it, they have to be like. Significantly far apart. Far, significantly not close. It can't look like, I told you in yeshiva, I think it's a very good example. One is fine, one and one on the opposite ends of the menorah. Two was fine. Once they hit three, they didn't do it anymore. Even though there was still two in the middle that were unlit, but it was too little. It just looked like six. Okay.
Shamus was in the middle, I guess.
Shamus
anyway, so.
Doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count, but from looking at it from away, your separation is not as big as you think it is.
Some menorahs don't have a Shamus placed well either, and it looks like it's one of the Neros. Mm-hmm. It's just not that distinctive or distinct. It's like these fancy ksubas, some of them apostle. Zman had lakason sif yud miad b'tzeisa kochavim. So, different shittas about that. Everybody should do their own minig. I think pretty much, I think I can safely say that the minig of the, you know, the literature in Eretz Yisrael or even in America, because of the preponderance of yeshiva light, is I think to light earlier. I think, I'm not even, I don't know, is that true? Is that your experience? If I say most people light shkia time, or within the next 20 minutes.
Well, you wait.
Yeah, my father, Alav Shalom, always waited, did after Ma'ariv, like he would daven Ma'ariv and shul and then go home and light the menorah.
What? Everybody goes crazy about shkia, no prime time.
Because the Lashon HaGemara is Mishatishka HaChama. It's Lashon HaGemara. It's Shailim, it means the first Shkia. According to Beit Hamam, it means the second Shkia. And according to some Rishonim, it means Seisa Kochavim. which the Gemara sometimes refers to also in the Lashon of Misha Tishka HaChama. Sometimes. It's rare, but it gives rise to all these shittas about when you should light. Okay, I light 10 minutes after Shkia. Case for instance. Case, by the Hasidim, it's a very big deal to go watch the Rebbe light menorah. You know, it's a very big deal. They will travel like from one end of Eretz Yisrael to the other to watch their Rebbe light Hanukkah menorah. Well, which they all do different things. One of them plays the violin. There's one Rebbe that plays violin that night. Okay. No. If it does something for you, so all the better. Okay, so below Ya'acher, certainly don't do it after Tzeis Kochavim. Even though the Eved, you can do it the whole night. Like every mitzvah, you're not supposed to get involved in something else before you do the mitzvah. I feel a little mode. Okay. Nobody make a joke. Rakamloy is Paul Myriv. That's the Shiloh, what comes first. So he says, he's Paul Tchila Vachakach Yadlik. Because Chayes Tadim Shena Tadim Tadim Kaidem. And that's a very. Mishnah Berurah says that if you always light at say, if you always say Myriv at says, you should light before. And then that would be Myriv. Okay, the tzarich was a shema that it should last for a half hour. But the evidence, if you didn't light right away at the zman adlaka, you can make a bracha kolz mancha b'nei beis on the orim. He's talking about you lighting for the inside people. But once they go to sleep, there's no pursuing needs, so he has to light without a bracha. I talked about that tonight. I talked about it last night, rather. And the mice, the bottom line is Ramosha, for example, is that you make the bracha even if you're alone. Bottom line.